the costs of occupying and rebuilding Iraq have grown, and so have the contracts awarded to private companies. The government says San Francisco-based Bechtel Group will get an additional $350 million for post-war reconstruction, and that is a jump of 50%.
Halliburton, the company formerly headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, also stands to earn hundreds of millions of dollars more for its services than was previously disclosed. It is now the biggest single government contractor in Iraq, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Occupying Iraq is costing the U.S. nearly $4 billion a month. And independent experts reckon up to a third of that is going to private contractors.
That's a pretty significant chunk of change.
Peter Singer is a scholar at the Brookings Institution and author of the book Corporate Warriors. He says more than $1.7 billion is going to Halliburton. Its subsidiary, Brown & Root, is providing soldiers with logistical support, everything from barracks and showers to meals, fuel, and mail service, not just in Iraq, but in Kuwait, Turkey, and Jordan as well. The aim of this kind of outsourcing is to free up more troops for combat. Singer says this trend has taken off in the past decade. He estimates that since the first Gulf War, the share of work done by civilian contractors has shot up tenfold. And he says there are good reasons for this.
Since the end of the Cold War, we've had cutbacks in the U.S. military, and they've been extremely deep in the support structure. At the same time, you have the U.S. military deployed to more and more places, and so you have this gap which private companies have filled.
Outsourcing is supposed to save money, but critics say that's not always the case, especially when there's little real competition. They point to Halliburton's good fortune. It competed for the logistical support contract, but then got handed a no-bid contract to put out oil fires. That contract's now expanded to include rehabilitating Iraq's oil fields at a cost likely to top $700 million. There are also questions about the open-ended way contractors get paid. As Peter Singer explains, they're reimbursed for all their expenses.
And then the profit is based on a percentage of those costs. The incentive structure for the companies is often to ramp up their costs rather than reduce their costs.
Insurance is another problem. Unlike soldiers, civilians have to be insured privately. Premiums for private contractors in Iraq have more than tripled this year. And because Iraq's so dangerous, some contract employees have gotten cold feet.
These guys can't be ordered into the field, and they can't be ordered to stay there because they're not U.S. military personnel. They haven't taken the oath of office.
Some contractors and subcontractors didn't show up in Iraq on time because insurance costs had skyrocketed and volunteers were scarce, according to reporter David Wood, who writes for Newhouse News Service. Wood spent most of June with an Army cavalry regiment in Baghdad.
I would go out with the troops on long, very grueling combat patrols. We'd come back, and there would be no fresh water, no cold water because there was no refrigeration, no fresh food, no showers, no electricity, no air conditioning. They were having to go out on the street and buy their own cell phone so they could call home and say, I'm okay. That's unacceptable.
Wood says some top military brass agreed.
And there was quite a bit of rueful talk in senior Army circles about, gee, maybe we shouldn't have given all this stuff away to the contractors. Maybe we should have kept more of this capability in the uniformed part of the military so we could make sure it got done right.
Some private citizens have stepped into the breach. Frankie Mayo is the mother of a soldier in a unit assigned to patrol by night and sleep by day.
Well, they couldn't sleep. I mean, imagine trying to sleep in 143-degree temperatures. My son's soap melted inside of his tent. I mean, a bar of soap melted inside of where he has to sleep.
Mayo sent air conditioners to her son and began raising money to ship over hundreds more.
We get requests from soldiers all over Iraq and Afghanistan now. We get lots of people across the country and the world actually sending us money to support the troops. And we buy air conditioners and send them over there.
Pentagon spokesmen say things are getting better in Iraq. Halliburton says it's proud of the way its employees are handling what it calls a difficult situation. But outside analysts say the government needs to get a better handle on things. Right now, they say, no one even knows how many contractors and subcontractors there are, what they're supposed to be doing, and how much they're supposed to get paid. That's likely to make estimating costs hard and controlling them even harder. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.